Right now, it is time for us to take a look at sports. And if we take a look at sports, of course, we have to go to
the wild card.
And yesterday, the local clubs involved, the Red Sox downed the Orioles 6-0. The Yankees lost to the Blue Jays 6-5. The Mets fell to the Marlins 3-2. The Rays, Tampa Bay, they downed the Astros 7-0. So when you sit here and you take a look at what the standings are for the wild card in the American League, the Yankees have a game lead over Boston. Boston has a half game lead over Seattle and a one game lead over Toronto. So there's four clubs battling for two positions in the American League. In the National League, it's a little more set up. I think you can pretty much determine that the Dodgers are 14 games ahead of St. Louis in the first place for a wild card, and St. Louis is 6.5 games ahead of Cincinnati. So I think we definitely have St. Louis in, and the Dodgers basically are only 2 games behind San Francisco. So mathematically, it's possible for the Dodgers to catch San Francisco. And San Francisco will be the wild card. But it's all locked up in the National League. It is not all locked up in the American League. Pretty interesting story that was published yesterday by ESPN. Patriots owner Robert Kraft, are you ready for this? Called Bill Belichick the biggest bleaking bleep bleep in my life. The ups and downs of the dynasty from 2001-2019. 6 Super Bowls, well, winning that appears to be a thing of the past. Without Tom Brady, the relationship between Patriots owner Robert Kraft and the head coach is not in a good place. It comes from a new book, It's Better to Be Feared. It talks about the ups and downs of the Patriots dynasty from 2001 to 2019. According to the book, that's where Kraft called Belichick the biggest bleeping bleeping in my life after a reporter left a conference in Colorado for Detroit where the Patriots were playing the Lion. All right. So that is, that's not a surprising story, really. It's been proved that obviously the major part of the Brady-Belichick relationship was Brady. Brady. All right. The Giants are signing NFL draft bust Isaiah Wilson to a practice squad. He was the number 29 overall pick in the 2020 draft. Off-field issues, to say the least. He's on the practice squad. He was playing for Tennessee. He was arrested for a DUI back in September and placed on the reserve non-football list 3 months later. He was traded to the Dolphins but released immediately after he was late for a team physical. Afterwards, Wilson had been arrested at gunpoint after engaging police in a high-speed car chase. And he's looking for a second chance, and we'll see if he gets it with the New York Giants. This is not something the Giants normally do. That's what's so interesting about looking at this. The Giants normally will not take players that are problem players. You saw how they finally got rid of Odell Beckham. Well, they just don't like to have that type of player in their system. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this all progresses. This is a totally different move that the New York Giants make. All right, it is Thursday, and if it's Thursday night, what does that mean? It means it's time for Thursday Night Football. And the game that's being played tonight, the Jacksonville Jaguars will be up against the Cincinnati Bengals. When you look at this game, it looks like it should be fairly close, but I think Cincinnati has the better defense. I think they're very close on everything else. Jacksonville is going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. Jacksonville is 0-3, and the Bengals are 2-1. So that is for your Thursday night game tonight in the NFL. And that happens to be a look at sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.